This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, February 11th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. So-called convenience clinics allow consumers to get basic medical care at low prices. So why aren't they more widely available? Michael Cannon, the Cato Institute's Director of Health Policy Studies, says regulation stands between low-cost medical care and low-income consumers. Minute clinics, the idea of very basic health care being provided in a clinic in a smaller storefront where you don't necessarily see a physician, why aren't those more widespread?
Well, it has to do with how states regulate medical professionals. That's doctors and other what they call non-physician clinicians. Every state requires a medical clinician to obtain a license to practice within that state's borders. And these laws are justified on the grounds that we don't want quacks going out there and practicing medicine and injuring people. And there's a certain rationale there. What happens, though, after these laws are enacted is that the state also has to define a scope of practice for every type of medical professional, every type of license that they issue. So for doctors, physicians, the scope of practice is plenary. There's nothing in the area of medicine that they're prohibited from doing by licensing laws. Non-physician clinicians have limited scopes of practice. Nurse practitioners, physician assistants, registered nurses, they all have a legislatively defined scope of practice that says you can perform these tasks, you cannot perform those other tasks. On the surface, this has a certain appeal to it, a certain rationale, because you want people only to perform those tasks at which they're qualified and competent to perform. However, because these decisions are being made by the state governments, they're all subject to political pressure from each of these special interest groups, from the physician lobby, from the nurse practitioners lobby, and lobbies for physician assistants and other types of clinicians. So what ends up happening is physicians try to limit the scopes of practice of non-physician clinicians, because if they are able to do that, then they're able to increase the market for their services. They're able to reduce the supply of substitutes for physician services. Nurse practitioners can do the same thing when it comes to registered nurses or other types of clinicians. If they can reduce their competition by reducing substitutes for nurse practitioners, then they can expand their own market. The problem is that, and this goes on in every state, and there's a lot of what economists call rent seeking, trying to increase your own incomes by limiting competition. A lot of rent seeking that goes on in all the state legislatures by all sorts of clinicians' lobbies. And what ends up happening is, instead of a more flexible way of deciding who can perform what sorts of tasks, we have very rigid rules that are in large part serve the interests of physicians and other clinicians rather than the interests of consumers. And so how does this manifest itself? Well, in many states, we have these clinics called convenience clinics. You may see them in Rite Aids or Walmarts. They're called Ready Clinic or Minute Clinic. They're staffed primarily by nurse practitioners, and they perform basic services, preventive care, and they'll check your blood pressure. They'll give you a check for strep throat. They can even prescribe drugs. But what they can do in each state varies, and in some states, they're restricted very narrowly, and physicians are trying to increase the amount of regulation on these convenience clinics, because a lot of the people who visit convenience clinics might otherwise go to see the physician, and they don't like that sort of competition. Physicians do raise safety concerns when they're arguing for these types of restrictions, but there really hasn't been any evidence that's emerged that shows that a patient is any worse off going to a nurse practitioner staff clinic than going to a doctor's office. In fact, all the evidence that's available so far shows that nurse practitioners provide care within their training that is as high quality as physicians provide, but at a lower cost. So the real danger is that if physicians are able to narrow the scope of practice of nurse practitioners, or are able to require nurse practitioners to to work only if there is a physician on the premises, or work in collaboration with a physician, so that maybe you could have no more than you have to have one physician for every five nurse practitioners, let's say. The risk there is that you are going to make it harder for these sorts of clinics to open and emerge and keep their costs down, which makes it harder for particularly low-income people to afford this sort of basic care. So that's really the danger that that these sorts of licensing laws pose, is that they can actually reduce the quality of care that consumers, patients receive, because they increase its cost.
Some people argue on behalf of MinuteClinics or convenience clinics that they will lead to more transparent pricing of basic medical services.
And they have. One of the attractions of these clinics is that you go there and they will give you either a pamphlet, or you can look up on a board there, and they will list what their prices are. Much like, you know, in any other retail store, you can find out what everything costs up front. When you go into a doctor's office, it doesn't work like that. When you go into a doctor's office, it's very difficult to find out what the whole trip is going to cost you. But it's much easier to do in these retail clinics. And I think the reason is that the consumer is typically spending their own money. Some of these clinics, they take insurance. But a lot of the people who use these clinics are uninsured, or are people with insurance who are below their deductibles. They're spending their own money. And because they control the money, the clinics have to provide them the information that they want if the clinics are going to get that money from the consumer. So they provide information about prices.
Now, there is a concern, though, the manner in which insurers and these convenient clinics interact, that insurers will want to seek discounts, which may, in the end, actually cause these clinics to raise their prices.
Well, that could happen, and clinics could start to price things the way that doctors do and hospitals do, which is come up with a list price and then negotiate a discount for a bulk purchaser like an insurance company. The concern there is that people who are paying cash would have to pay the list price, and it would be so much more than insurers pay. But I'm not sure that that's really a concern, because competition can sort that out. There's no reason really to stop these clinics from giving discounts to people who buy more. I mean, we wouldn't want to eliminate those sorts of bulk discounts in other areas. I don't think we would want to eliminate them here.
Michael Cannon is the Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and co-author of the new edition of Healthy Competition, What's Holding Back Healthcare and How to Free It. It's available for purchase at our website, cato.org.